equipping you daily, fortifying your faith, a source of help and hope for hurting homes and broken hearts. Rod Parsley is anchoring you in the timeless truths of God's Word to propel you forward in victory. This is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
It is my great joy to welcome you, a very, very special person, to a very, very special edition of Your Breakthrough. Now, our subject today is very much on the heart of God. It's of extreme importance. It's a clarion call from heaven to every one of us and the entirety of the body of Christ. Here's why. We are right now at a strategic inflection point. And the question is, will we change course or will we be relegated into irrelevance? So very, very, very much is at stake. It's spelled out in detail in my just released most important work to date, major book, which is a worthy sequel, and that's saying a lot, to Revival If Idolatry in America. Acts chapter 17, verse 16 is the text of this eye-opening revelation. Here it is. Paul's spirit was stirred within him when he saw with his own eyes the city. He's speaking of Athens and Mars Hill. When he saw the whole city given wholly to idolatry. My dear friend, stay with me now for this vital half hour. It will be worth it because, like the Apostle Paul, my spirit is stirred within me as well. I'm going to outline the current anti-God culture that is rampant in the secular domain as it is seeping unabated into thousands and thousands of churches and millions of unsuspecting believers. I know my partners. I know you're praying about its advancement among millions. Now listen carefully, who identify, air quotes, as Christians, air quotes, but their character in no way even remotely reflects the Christ they claim they serve. Their reflections are distorted, much like a mirror left in an attic, unattended for generations. Lamentations chapter number 5, verse 17, in your Bible and mine, gives specific diagnosis regarding this weakened spiritual condition. Because of this, our hearts are faint and sick, our eyes are dim and see darkly. Now, I believe that a vast, vast number of the modern Christian church remains cold-hearted as a result of a backslidden and carnal condition of which most are unaware. Some by choice, others because of their bankrupt leaders with whom they identify. Now, consider this age-old but very, very useful adage. If you were arrested today on the charge of being a true Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? What would that evidence be? I'm concerned, deeply, deeply concerned, that multitudes of believers would have their charges summarily dismissed. But there is coming a day, my blessed friend, and believe it, as I do, it's coming very, very soon. That day when true believers will be, according to your Bible, accused, arrested, and imprisoned for fully surrendering their lives to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. The preachers of my youth thundered with pulpits ringing, surrounding subjects like repentance, judgment, sin, rewards, heaven, hell, the second coming, the rapture of the church, holiness. Now that is a far, far cry from the voices today that test the winds of spiritual correctness. They are fearful of cancel culture, but seem not to be fearful of their Creator. There can be no doubt, things look bad. Certainly worse than at any point in my 47 years of gospel ministry. But in spite of it all, I've got good gospel news. America may think she's finished with God, but I am firmly, absolutely, overwhelmingly convinced that God is not finished with America, and He's sure not finished with His church. You ought to shout right there where you are. Let me encourage you to stand with me, to stand with this global ministry, reaching the world with the gospel every day for well over 30 years by preparing a very, very special, a very, very important seed faith gift for revival and the destruction of the idols in America. A love gift that will enable us to cast down these idols across America through this broadcast of Breakthrough. In fact, that's why I've written this brand new book, Idolatry in America. I wrote it so that you'll be equipped with the knowledge, with the biblical insight to defend your faith, defend your family against this onslaught of idolatrous evil. I believe with all my heart it will ignite the fires of revival in your heart and in your home. If it's at all possible, sow a gift of $100 or more. Make it a glorious, special testimony to the living God, to exalt Him and the cross of Christ above the idols of our day. He alone can destroy the idol worship now sweeping across our nation, taking hold in our elementary schools, junior high schools, high schools, taking place, these idolatrous monsters, if you will, from Hollywood, California to New York City and everywhere in between. And when you do, I've reserved just for you a very, very special author's edition signed copy of my book just released, Idolatry in America. This is a unique edition that you cannot receive anywhere else but right here on your Breakthrough. I'll also include the perfect companion sermon series with the book. It will be a vital source of information that you'll want to share with your family, with your friends. I'll also send you, get ready, a signed copy of the book that continues to shake this nation, Revival If. That's right. You'll receive Idolatry in America and Revival If. I pray that you'll share these companion books with your pastor, your church leaders, your friends, your family, so they can agree with us together for the fire of heaven to sweep America again. It's all available for your very special seed faith gift of just $100 or more. The answer to idolatry in America is to refocus our true worship toward God and Him alone and fan the flames of revival. I believe you're going to help me take this message of truth, of restoration, of hope to America. As you're able, so as God directs your heart, and I'll send you the signed author's edition of Idolatry in America. And I pray that you'll join me in this battle. I do not wish to stand alone. I look forward to receiving your call or your visit at rodparsley.com or your letter. I'll be right back with a whole lot more on idolatry in America.
Our nation is corroded by chaos, once foretold, now documented. New York Times best-selling author Dr. Rod Parsley uncovers the 10 insidious idols gripping our country and tearing apart the fabric of our families. But there is hope, and your generous love gift to break through will help tear down this evil stronghold and open the door to revival. For your love gift of $70 or more, you'll receive the Idolatry in America gift pack, featuring the exclusive author's signed edition of Dr. Parsley's newest book, Idolatry in America. You'll be challenged by the modern idols hiding in plain sight. They constitute an unprecedented threat to the very existence of our nation. And the companion ministry series, each one an uncompromising message that will let you know the consequences are severe, but the outcome will be stunning. For those that can stretch their faith for revival with a $100 love gift, you'll receive the deluxe set that includes the book that shook the nation, Revival If. Call around the clock. Click on rodparsley.com. There is a deadly truth behind our nation's spiritual famine, and Rod Parsley exposes it all. Idolatry in America.
Friend, there is a dire warning for America outlined in explicit detail in my brand new book, Idolatry in America. It's a prophetically powerful expose for every pastor, every concerned parent, every leader, and every true Bible believer. This book is so vital and of absolute necessity in the light of end-time prophetic events occurring around us every day. There's a telling parallel to today's current culture as you read Jeremiah chapter 50. In that chapter, Jeremiah had prophesied regarding the consequences of rejecting Jehovah and disobeying His commandments. In verse 38 in the New Living Translation, Jeremiah wrote these words, "The whole land is filled with idols, and the people," here's the most distressing portion of the verse, and the reality, "the whole land is filled with idols." Yes, but the stronger portion, "and the people are madly in love with them. Please hear me. America is in grave danger. I don't know how many national ministries are brave enough to come on the air, look into the camera, and announce that to America. The threats that you and I face, they're not from an external enemy. Hear me. They are from a vast and rapidly accelerating spiritual void and vacuum that provides no true guidance, no absolute answers, and therefore no hope. The answer, dear friend, is not in the false gods catapulted to prominence in this culture. Idols, at this moment, litter and inundate the landscape. They parade across platforms, across screens from this big to as big as this building, from social media sites. They're manifested through music. And believe you me, here's the one folks don't want to hear. They revel in religion. The sin in which nations and peoples so easily fall victim and prey is idolatry. And it, if you don't get anything on this broadcast, you get this. Idolatry stops both the natural and the spiritual reign. Amos chapter 8, verse 11 warns every one of us, "The time is coming, says the Lord God, when I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread nor a thirst of water, but of hearing the words of the Lord." Now listen, all of us need to get the mask off. We need to stop hiding out behind some pious cloak of religion. Your Bible says you have made the word of God of no effect through your traditions. They're a stench in the nostrils of a holy and a righteous God. You know, hate is a very, very, very strong adjective. Now, a lot of folks have said in Pastor Rod's preaching, he's never found an adjective he didn't like. Well, hate is the strongest adjective I know, but that is exactly the word of the Lord in Amos chapter number 5, verse 21. God said, "I hate your festivals. I despise your festivals, and I am not pleased with your solemn assemblies," your church services. Many, many, many leaders of great denominations have weakened them by embracing what their founders rejected. We see a church today where sin is accepted, welcomed, and celebrated. Why? Well, the answer became obvious when I considered the average church attender. Humans, you see, have one thing in common. Regardless of the task, they'll discover a way to accomplish it with the smallest investment of their time and their energy. Well, it's no different in the way people serve God today. Rather than taking the time to develop a personal, intimate relationship with the Lord, thousands upon thousands look for an easier way, a spiritual shortcut, if you will. Hear me today. There simply is no bypass for time spent in the Word of God and prayer. Nothing can replace regular devotion to search, to study God's inerrant Word. That's where I found John 6:63. Here's what it says. In fact, the Lord Jesus said it. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. Using anything, attempting anything less, is like eating peanuts instead of a proper meal. Now look, we can hold up a beacon of hope so that a lost generation can find their way to righteousness, find their way to holiness, find their way to true relationship with their Creator God. It is my heart's prayer to proclaim truth, to believe with you for your unsaved church-going friends and your lost family members and those you love the most. We will not, I refuse to leave a generation lost and undone without God or His Son. Idolatry wants to doom your lost loved ones to eternity separated from the love of God. So join me in this quest. Join me in igniting revival and breaking down idolatry in America. I encourage you today. I need your help. Sow your very best gift today. How many preachers can you count that are willing to bring this message to America every day by television, by radio, by social media, by crusades, to herald the truth from the highest mountaintop? Here's why you and I are in a strategic battle for righteousness in our homes, righteousness in our hearts, and righteousness in our nation. I need you today to become like Aaron and Hur. I need you to hold up my arms as they did for Moses. As long as Moses had their support, Israel prevailed in the battle. So please, today, let me know that you will be one who will stand with me by sending your very best love gift today. As my thank you, I want to send you a signed author's edition, only available here on Breakthrough, of my brand new book, Idolatry in America. I need every one of my Revival Covenant partners to sow a seed today of at least $70 to help me take the message of idolatry in America and revival, if across this nation. For your $70 revival seed, I'll also include with Idolatry in America a brand new companion multi-sermon sermon series on idolatry in America. I want you to read this book, to listen to these messages over and over, to share them with your family, with your pastor, with your church leaders, so we can work and pray together to bring down the idols and exalt King Jesus. So please call or write to me today, or just click on rodparsley.com. It is past time for you and I together to engage evil Because when worldviews collide, nations hang in the balance. Stand up. Do it today for righteousness and truth.
Our nation is corroded by chaos, once foretold, now documented. New York Times bestselling author Dr. Rod Parsley uncovers the 10 insidious idols gripping our country and tearing apart the fabric of our families. But there is hope, and your generous love gift to Breakthrough will help tear down this evil stronghold and open the door to revival. For your love gift of $70 or more, you'll receive the Idolatry in America gift pack, featuring the exclusive author's signed edition of Dr. Parsley's newest book, Idolatry in America. You'll be challenged by the modern idols hiding in plain sight. They constitute an unprecedented threat to the very existence of our nation. And the companion ministry series, each one an uncompromising message that will let you know the consequences are severe, but the outcome will be stunning. For those that can stretch their faith for revival with a $100 love gift, you'll receive the deluxe set that includes the book that shook the nation, Revival If. Call around the clock. Click on rodparsley.com. There is a deadly truth behind our nation's spiritual famine, and Rod Parsley exposes it all. Idolatry in America.
At this very moment, the hands of time are moving second by second to eternal midnight. You have been selected to be present in a time the prophets of old could only dream about. The preparations are complete. The final roar could sound at any moment. It's not a time to be deceived.
Now you better underline this, because I'm going to show you two great deceptions being currently perpetrated upon the body of Christ.
Dr. Ron Parsley's study of the end of the age will clear the confusion and fortify your faith. Listen for the roar of the King of Creation. Don't miss Breakthrough's special series, The Final Roar, tomorrow.
This next season is not going to be about a powerful person. It's going to be about a powerful people.
I won't stay here another day. I will prophesy myself into glory.
We stand on the Word of God. We stand on the promises of God. We stand on the finished work of Jesus. We need a church that stands.
Don't you dare stop. Don't you dare give up. Your Kairos moment is coming.
For this reason was I born, for this moment.
God wants to breathe a fresh word on you, on your relationships, your family, your business, your mindset.
There's still more for you to do. For God, for your family, for your city, for the nation, for yourself. We've got to reach this generation for Jesus.
July 3rd, 4th, and 5th, Dominion Camp Meeting.